The Awana Partnership's much-anticipated summer party returns to the Hudson Valley on Saturday, August 8th from 5 to 8 p.m. This year's theme is Icebergs in August, and celebrates Frederick Church's epic 1859 voyage to Newfoundland and Labrador, and will offer guests an evening of ice, art, and Arctic-inspired hors d'oeuvres. Do I need to say anything else? Church's Awana will appear behind an immense iceberg created for the evening by ice artist Sean Taylor of Capital City Carvers. Here to tell us more about the evening, we welcome Sean Sawyer, president of the Awana Partnership. Sean, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you very much for having me.
Great pleasure. Christine Jones is board member and co-chair of the event.
Thank you very much
for being here.
Yes.
And Chef Brian Alberg of the Red Lion Inn is here as well, and we'll get into his participation in just a moment. But good morning, and welcome, Brian.
Good morning. Thank you.
Thank you very much for being with us. So let us begin with Sean of why the summer party is so important for Awana.
This is, one of the biggest events of our year at Awana, and I'm very new. I've just been on board a couple months, so I'm learning about the incredibly wonderful summer season we have in the Hudson Valley. So this is our contribution. It helps raise funds for the partnership's ongoing work to preserve and restore Frederick Church's Awana, as well as do our educational public programs in partnership with New York State Parks.
So ultimately, this fits in. This is a major fundraiser, the big one. How do you look at it?
We do a lot, but in the region at Awana, this is the major fundraising event for us at the site. We also do a lot of work fundraising around the country, really, so to support the partnership and Awana.
So Christine Jones, you're co-chair of the event. How did you decide on this year's theme?
Well, that's a good question. We were looking at this theme for more than a year. The idea that Church painted went on this incredible expedition in the middle 1800s and came back with this glorious view of an iceberg. We decided that icebergs in August was a wonderful theme because it's sort of alchemistic and nothing better than a big iceberg in a summer hot day. And the painting is spectacular. So we hung the party on that painting. The painting has a great story, too. It was missing for 116 years in England. It was sort of hiding in plain sight. As Sean likes to say, it was in the hallway of a boys' reform school. And when the reform school was being dismantled, the woman who was running it found it. And, she knew it was there, but she got in touch with New York and it was brought back. So it was quite a find. And it auctioned off at Sotheby's in 1979 for $2.5 million, which is the most money ever paid for an American artist painting at that time.
Wow.
So that relaunched Church on the map, and the art world was really in shock about this, both to find it and then to auction it off for so much money. So we think it has a good provenance, and we like the idea for the party. And of course, I learned a lot about ice, carving ice. It's a big part of the party. I had to learn how long it takes to make a 300-pound block of ice.
Which is how long, by the way?
3 days.
3 days?
Yeah, 3 days. Right. For a clear one. You can make it faster, but it's cloudy. We have, of course, a couple of sponsors that we brought on board, Stair Galleries, which is located in Hudson, New York, and has always been very good sponsor for Awana. Apple Ice, which is based on Long Island, but also has a factory right near Awana, is the ice sponsor. And Icebergs Vodka, which comes from Newfoundland, made from growlers, which are little tiny iceberg breakoffs that float along. They harvest that and make their vodka with that water. And Hill Rock Distillery in Ankrum, which is a really nice brown bourbon company.
Yeah, really
and
nice.
There's nothing, they say there's nothing better than brown on ice. So, we had to include them. But, we have some really great collaborative artists working on the project. We include those as our chefs. We have six chefs from around the region, including the Capital District, the Berkshires, where Brian's from, and down in Tivoli and in Hudson itself. So we have a nice collaboration of chefs making a bite each. Each of them are making a contribution to the Nordic theme. And we also have Capital City Carver. Sean Taylor is carving an iceberg on the lawn of Olana. So that should be spectacular.
So he'll be actually carving the iceberg as the people are there.
He's carving it in the morning, okay. Hopefully. Right. But it'll be in place. So we're looking forward to the juxtaposition of a giant iceberg against the house.
It'll be set right in front of the house.
Yeah, and the view.
So between the amazing view south along the river and the view up to the house.
Right.
Very dramatic.
Yeah.
Very cool. So how ultimately does the evening work? Bring us through a participant's experience.
Yeah. The participant's experience is from 5 to 6. We have a reception that is for the sponsors, the people who have come on board as the host committee. We have quite a large host committee, people who support the party and the partnership, which is great. And so we invite them to a special one-hour pre-party in an imagined ice house, which sits down from the house on the knoll. And it's created by Beau Simons, who's an architect and Hudson Valley, New York City person, and he is creating the gesture of an ice house, what used to be very big in the Hudson Valley, and Frederick Church built the lake at the property for ice harvest. And that's an hour, and that's one hors d'oeuvre, and it has a theme cocktail that'll be made by Jory Jane Emdy of Jory's Alchemy and Fish and Game in Hudson, the restaurant. And then the guests will wander up the hill to the house where from 6 to 8 the main party takes place. And there'll be 5 chefs in there and an open oyster bar, oyster and clams. So that's 800 oysters an hour basically opening. 4 shuckers should be good. And Brian will be in that tent. So he's making one delicious bite that he's come up with, and we're really happy to have him on board. He's a very, very big name in chefing in the Hudson Valley and also in the Berkshires.
All right, Brian, so it's on you. Tell us what...
I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
Ooh, there we go.
Leading right into you. So, first of all, when they say, oh, it's going to have this Nordic theme, you think what?
Well, I think simplistic, but I kind of dig deeper than that, and I know that Church had a farm. And I know that, you know, Nordic people used what was in their environment. So I kind of used that philosophy in what I was making. So I gathered ingredients from the Hudson Valley and from the Berkshires to come up with a sweet corn pancake with mushroom conserva and Lila's mountain lamb.
Okay.
Nordics would have used a different type of probably protein, maybe venison.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if the Nordics lived here, they would have used lamb.
Conserva is what?
It's a preserve, so it's slightly pickled. It's like mushrooms that are simmered with aromatics and aged sherry vinegar and olive oil.
Mm. And corn, of course, is
the Hudson Valley.
Peak.
It's at its peak.
It's perfect
right now, right?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
And so what do you, how many, it seems like there's a lot going on there in that dish.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, like in a good way.
Yeah.
I mean, but you have the corn, the lamb. So
what you're trying to do is, since it's one taste, trying to incorporate flavors that you would do on a dish.
Okay.
So, you know, it's just in a smaller amount. So I'm incorporating a conceived entree, basically, in one bite.
Right. Mm. We ask for bites so that because it's a cocktail party.
Sure.
So they're just tiny bites, not like a big thing that's going to drip and slurp.
No.
which guests don't like.
Well, we've all been there.
Yeah, we have. We all have clothing that reflects
that. Right. How many times your spouse just said, really? So.
Now, this bite is going to be delicious.
It sounds great. Does lamb take over? So
I mean, traditionally, grass-fed animals are not quite as
pungent,
as fatty.
Okay.
Which is where you get a lot of that flavor in lamb from. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot cleaner than a traditional piece of lamb.
That's nice. And then, of course, what is the corn? The corn adds what to it? Obviously,
the sweetness.
Texture
sweet.
And the sweetness.
So you've got sweet, you've got a little pickle from the conserva, and then the richness from the lamb. Umami. So it's umami.
Umami.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
It does.
That's really,
you'll
really good.
You have to come to the party.
Yeah, it sounds. And then what else will be on... being served?
Well, there's different kinds of bites. There's an Arctic char bite. Someone's making that. There's a combination. One is a kind of combination of beets, and we have a beautiful cheese bite that's coming from Mona Talbot at Talbot and Arting. She is a provisioner in Hudson, new to the area, but very popular caterer. We have the chef at Peck's Arcade in Troy. Peck's Arcade is kind of new on the scene in the Capital District. Nick Riscuto is the chef there. there. We have Devin Gilroy, who for the southern component of chefing, we have Devin Gilroy, who's a chef at the Corner Restaurant in the Hotel Tivoli, which is Bryce Martin and his wife's Helen's hotel. He's an artist, and so that's kind of cool. We have Kristen D'Ambrosio of Café La Perche. We find that people at the end of the evening, they like to have one little sweetie to walk away with in their mouth, even though it's only 2 hours. But she's making a kind of a little various berries. Blueberries and currants are very big in Newfoundland. So I think her pastry will reflect a little bite of that.
That's and it's perfect time of year for that.
I know, yeah. I know. Mm-hmm. Then we have Dan Smith, who's the chef owner of John Andrews Farmhouse Restaurant in South Egremont. And I know he's making something delicious, but it's escaped me.
you could say it's going to just be a
it's
surprise.
It's going to be a surprise. Yeah, sure. Nothing is a surprise at a party, but
yeah, that's true.
But we're
he'll unveil
we're,
it coming
we're
up.
We're confident he's collaborated a lot with Brian. So
yeah, Dan's awesome.
Yeah, you can speak for him. And then we have other brother Daryl, who's a seafood purveyor and that most chefs are familiar with, and he puts on a 2-hour oyster and clam shucking that is on a bed of ice that they open so fast. You know, most people have never been around an unlimited oyster bar, so that has its appeal. You have to keep the stampede down, but you know, they open 800 right. an hour, so should be good.
Now, Sean, as we wrap up, I don't want to be the killjoy here, but we are ending the summer. So what is Oana doing to look forward to the fall season?
Oh, we have all sorts of great programming going on in the fall. Of course, we right now have River Crossings, our contemporary art comes home show, which is packing the house. So especially if you're going to come on the weekends, plan ahead. We're sold out entirely on Sundays particularly, so that's a day to plan. And that goes through November 1st. And then on September 19th, we have our Groundswell event with Wave Farm. It's a kind of installation art, sound art, walk through one of Church's great carriage roads that goes around the property to see these spectacular views. And so the artists are asked to interpret the kind of idea of the landscape of Olana. And it's always, it's going to be my first one, but I hear it's fascinating. And that's the afternoon of September 19th.
All good stuff. So you can find out more information about what's going on at Oana, their wonderful exhibits, their wonderful programs, and of course, this great party. The Oana Partnership's much-anticipated summer party returns to the Hudson Valley on Saturday, August 8th, this Saturday, 5 to 8. This year's theme, Icebergs in August. You can find out more information by going to oana.org, oana.org. Sean and Christine and Brian, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Brian, special thanks to you for bringing donuts and peaches.
Oh, my pleasure. Enjoy.
You know us well, and we thank you very, very much. That's right. And donut peaches. That's right. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.